pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bo Bishop, James Laurinaitis with you here on a Tuesday edition. Time to head out on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy John Breach, NFL writer, CBS Sports, joins us. John, let's just start, if we can, here in Ohio with the Browns, who went into a game in Pittsburgh 4-1, feeling very good. I don't think it was critical that they won the game, but I think a competitive game was necessary for a lot of Browns fans and certainly for the organization to lead them to know they're heading in the right direction, certainly at the quarterback position in Baker Mayfield. You didn't get that. You got a game where Pittsburgh really flexed. It was over early. This team is still 4-2. It's on track right now to be the fifth seed in the AFC. What have you seen from the Browns through six games?
Yeah, you know, starting off 4-1, it was kind of felt like, hey, maybe this is the year where the Browns are going to exercise all those demons from the past 30 years, and then they just go out and get stomped on by the Steelers. And I thought the biggest issue in this game was probably Baker Mayfield. He just struggled against the Steelers defense, and I know he's banged up. I know he's dealing with those rib injuries, but you know, maybe that's a game where, because you're going up against such a good defense, you just let Case Keenum start so that what happened on Sunday doesn't happen. You know, he got off to a rocky start with an interception in the first quarter, and things just kind of rolled downhill and got uglier from there. So it just feels like, you know, going into the season, Baker Mayfield felt like the biggest question mark, and I don't know that that question has been answered. You know, 4-2, the Browns are still in good shape, but, you know, you're not going to have a lot of confidence coming off a 38-7 loss, especially, you know, those two losses have been both blowouts and both to division rivals.
Yeah, John, when you take a quarterback number one overall, you don't expect that guy to be he needs everything around him to be right. Right, he needs a good ground game. He needs to work off the play-action pass. You expect him to be a guy to elevate everyone around you. How confident are you that Baker can still be that quarterback? Because we haven't seen it in a while. He's been on obviously multiple different coaches, a lot of voices, kind of a lack of confidence. I think he's seeing ghosts out there as well. His eyes are dropping at the rush. Do you think those things can be cured with Baker, or do you think that, you know, this is getting a little bit dangerous as a Browns fan to wonder, is six even our option here going forward?
Yeah, I think it's definitely getting into the danger zone. You know, we've seen it with Sam Darnold in New York, where his famous clip where he said he was seeing ghosts. And if you're a quarterback and you start being kind of shook up and seeing that all the time, it's hard to be good. And we're seeing that with Baker Mayfield. And as you said, you know, you don't want to feel like you have to put all the parts around a guy when you draft him number one overall. You want to see him make everyone else better. And that's just not what's happening here. And I think Kevin Stefanski wasn't even sure if Baker Mayfield the guy. I think that was a big reason why he brought in Case Keenum, a quarterback who he had some success with in Minnesota, because he's thinking, look, I don't know a lot about Baker Mayfield. If I go in there and, you know, he looks like this guy I watched on film from 2019, well, I have this backup option in Case Keenum who I'm very familiar with and I can throw in there. So I'm definitely highly concerned about the quarterback position if I'm a Browns fan.
Yeah, it's not been great. He's not been put in the best position to succeed. I don't know that anybody could argue that, but at the same time, you'd like to see a little bit more than what you're seeing from just recognizing defenses. It's just something he hasn't done. He's making bad reads. Young quarterbacks and how they are brought along is critical, and we're seeing something now in the last 5 or 6 minutes, John, where Adam Schefter reporting that it is Tua Tagovailoa time in Miami. This is a team that is 3-3. Fitzmagic has been great. Really, in the start of this season, it's a team that is in the playoff, the thick of it, and they're going to go with Tua here coming out of the bye week. Are you surprised they're making this move now?
I am shocked by this. Like, Tua was going to start, and I, you know, obviously I thought he was going to play at some point this year, but yeah. Just the way that Ryan Fitzpatrick has been playing, I think really it's the timing. They're second place in this division. They're 3-3. The Bills are on a 2-game losing streak. The Patriots are under 500 for the first time in 20 years. And all of a sudden, there's kind of this path that the Dolphins have to a division title that doesn't seem so crazy. And you're benching your starting quarterback who's basically been on fire. I mean, the Bills or the Dolphins aren't just 3-3. They've been in every single game. They were within 2 points in the fourth quarter against the Seahawks a few weeks ago. They were within 3 points against the Bills back in week two in the fourth quarter. So all their losses have been close. It's a really good team. So this just seems like a risky move to be making at this point. But that being said, it is a bye week. If you're going to put Tua in, I do understand that part of the timing aspect where, hey, look, now you have 2 weeks to prepare to play the Rams. But, man, the Dolphins have looked good the past few weeks. I am surprised that Ryan Fitzpatrick is heading to the bench right now.
John, let's go to the NFC West. Just do you think it's realistic? For one, you can't really figure out. You'd think the Rams would continue to roll after the way the 49ers looked. Not so in division rivalries. Arizona looks great last night. Is this a division where all four teams could make the playoffs with there being seven playoff teams now?
Oh, absolutely. If there is one division in the NFL that could pull this off, it is the NFC West. But it's going to be tough because they play the AFC East. So all these teams are going to have to play the Patriots, the Bills, and it's going to probably involve every team having to get the 9 wins. And just when you think about it from that aspect, I'm not sure it's going to be possible because they still have to all play each other. None of these teams have played more than 2 division games. The Seahawks haven't played a single division game. So there's definitely be a few more losses because of those games. I'll be surprised if they don't get at least 3, but I think 4 will be a stretch.
The next thing I was going to ask you, John, is about the Titans at 5-0, who have been just so impressive. And there was all this innuendo about a week, 10 days ago, that the NFL was going to come down really hard on Tennessee for what happened with their handling of COVID-19. Now you're starting to hear that that's not going to be the case, that there will be a fine, but there won't be suspensions and loss of draft picks and any of those things. And in the meantime, Mike Vrabel's obviously used it to get his team to rally behind. What are you hearing on the Titans front from the NFL? Are you hearing similar things that it's going to be amount to essentially a fine? And how impressive has been what Mike Vrabel has pulled off here?
Yeah, I'm not sure on the league end, but I know on the Titans end, they aren't expecting anything. And their feeling is that they complied. It is, you know, I think the NFL is probably just trying to make it look like you don't want to punish a team for being caught in an outbreak in the middle of a pandemic, because that kind of would make the NFL look bad. And from the Titans standpoint, they're basically saying, hey, look, were there a few instances at our practice facility where we weren't wearing masks? Yes, but that's probably happening at a lot of facilities around the league if you watch all the footage. And so I don't know that you can blame Tennessee for what happened. But the thing is, you said about Mike Vrabel, what he's done has been a minor miracle. I mean, this team went almost 2 weeks without practicing, had to come out and play a Tuesday game against an undefeated Bills team and just ran them into the ground, then turned around and put 42 points up on the Texans and Derrick Henry running for over 200 yards. I think the Titans might be the best team in the AFC right now. And obviously we'll find out when they play the Steelers on Sunday, the only other undefeated team. But look, Ryan Tannehill's been on fire. Derrick Henry's impossible to tackle, and that offense is on a roll right now.
John, should we be concerned about the Bills? Kind of where do you view them right now? They had to schedule first 4 games. You're thinking Josh Allen MVP candidate. Last 2 weeks, you know, hasn't looked great. Now, granted, it's been the Chiefs, and it's been against the Titans. Just how do you judge Josh Allen, Bills? Should there be reason for concern? Or do you think they're still a favorite in the East?
Yeah, there should absolutely be a reason for concern. If you're a Bills fan, look, you had a great first 4 weeks of the season, but now you're watching Josh Allen over the past 2 weeks. He looked like 2018 Josh Allen. All those knocks on him coming out of the draft, his accuracy's off, he doesn't make great decisions. Well, we've kind of seen those rear their ugly head over the past 2 weeks. He didn't look good against Tennessee. He didn't look good against Kansas City. And the Bills didn't even crack 20 points in either of those games. And I think the last 2 seasons, when we saw Josh Allen struggle, the Bills ended up surviving because their defense would kind of carry the weight. And we haven't seen that this year. I mean, the Chiefs just gashed up Buffalo's defense for more than 200 yards rushing. The Titans had their way with the Bills' defense. And so if your quarterback is struggling and your defense is struggling, then that is definitely a cause for concern. Now, you know, they get to play the Jets this week, so they basically get a bye to get things right. But, you know, if they were to get upset by the Jets or something, then the wheels are falling off the wagon. But I do think it's not necessarily panic time, but with the way they've been struggling, I think they've opened the door for maybe the Dolphins or the Patriots to win this division or just be in the conversation.
NFL always delivers interesting stuff, and it continues today. John, thanks so much for your time, bud. Appreciate you.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, John Breach, NFL writer for CBS. You surprised at that Fitz magic news? They're 3-3.
I am. Two back-to-back double-digit wins, and you're going to change quarterbacks? How does that make sense?
The other thing is, on that front, once you go to Tua, you can't go back. You're basically in it with him for the next 10 weeks.
So it's going to look really bad if they go on a couple-game losing streak with Tua at quarterback.
Yeah, especially really for the veterans, because they're looking like a playoff team. I mean, you got 7 teams in the AFC, man. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty wild move. I'm really surprised by that. Fitzmagic's been incredible.